This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Lila Rose. She's the president of Live Action. Over the past several years, Lila and some of her associates have gone undercover into Planned Parenthood abortion clinics and have gotten on tape of various Planned Parenthood personnel explaining how folks could get around the law and that they would not report things that should have been reported as sexual abuse, including statutory rape, and in the most recent videos, sex trafficking crimes. Live Action has recently released videotapes from a Planned Parenthood clinic in New Jersey and now one in Richmond, Virginia, in which activists pose as a pimp and prostitute, explaining that they have 14- and 15-year-old girls basically acting as sex slaves, and Planned Parenthood only tells them that they will not report it and explains to them how they can get birth control and abortions done without any scrutiny. And Lila, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
How did you get this idea?
Well, we've been investigating sexual abuse cover-up at Planned Parenthood for the past 4 years. And along the way, as we realized how many young girls sexually abused are taken to Planned Parenthood clinics for secret abortions and that abuse is covered up, we found something more disturbing, that there are up to 400,000 trafficked children in our country that are the victims of pimps across our country. And many of these are young girls who may be getting pregnant or who the pimps want to put on strict birth control regimes to prevent pregnancy. What happens to all of these trafficked victims? And so we developed a scenario where we had the actual abuser, the actual traffickers, go into the Planned Parenthood clinic. We've gone in there posing as the abuse victims, and we've seen vast and widespread cover-up of abuse. We wanted to see how would they respond to the human traffickers themselves, and the responses are chilling. They're just shocking.
Well, the first video that came out was from New Jersey, and they basically told you what to tell your supposed girls when they came in for either an abortion or birth control, basically to lie about their age and say whoever they had been with that got them pregnant was the same age. What is the supposed responsibility of these clinics?
The responsibility, the legal responsibility, is immediate reporting of any suspected sexual abuse. That never happens. Instead, this organization is more concerned with streamlining secret abortions, putting them on different forms and creative forms of birth control to supposedly prevent pregnancy for the while they're being sexually abused. I mean, it's absurd when you think about it. Little girls come in, they say they're sexually abused. We have posed as girls as young as 13, saying that men as old as 31 impregnated are different actors, saying that, you know, there's a situation of abuse. And Planned Parenthood's response, instead of reporting the abuse, is, we don't want to know, we won't tell anything, here's some birth control, and here's how you can get a secret abortion, and he can pay for it.
Another issue that came up, this one in the Virginia video, was the issue of judicial bypass, where basically these folks in Richmond, Virginia, told you that only up to about 13 weeks or so can someone have an abortion in Virginia. So they basically explained to you how you could get an abortion in Maryland or the District of Columbia in skirting the law. Explain that a little bit more.
Exactly. Well, and the Richmond footage is very disturbing on many levels. But basically, our pimp and our prostitute go in. They say they manage 14 to 15 year old sex slaves, and the report the worker at the clinic says, "Oh, we see people from all walks of life." And then she goes on to detail the birth control programs that she can provide the girls, making special note that this program is better for them because, you know, when they're younger, it's harder for them to remember to take their pills. So we can insert, you know, an IUD in, or we can do this to ensure that the girls will be able to have sex without a problem. And then she goes on to talk about how they can get a judicial bypass for the pimp and the prostitutes, underage sex slaves, which means that parents don't have to be notified for a secret abortion. And she says to the human traffickers that they do this twice a month. They get these judicial bypasses.
Are there more videos coming?
Yes, there's more to come. There's more to come, and there's a lot that we've already done. What we're showing, what we've shown, what has been proved already, and more people just need to realize, is that Planned Parenthood is covering up abuse across the country institutionally. This is an organization is not safe for women. It's not safe for young girls. It does not have the best interests of young girls at heart. It needs to be immediately shut down because young girls across the country, even as we talk, are going into this clinic, being sent there by sexual abusers or being taken there by sexual abusers, and they're covering up that abuse.
Basically, the response to the New Jersey video, we haven't seen a response to the Richmond one yet, but the worker in question was fired, with the basic implication coming from Planned Parenthood is, well, this worker was out of line. This is not how they should have conducted themselves. But as you mentioned, you've done these undercover videos for years now.
Exactly.
What have you learned from case to case?
Case to case is institutional. And you know what? Planned Parenthood always has a million excuses for their extremely abusive behavior, for their corrupt behavior, for their illicit behavior. But at the end of the day, the evidence still speaks, and I would urge anyone to just go watch the footage. Go watch the full footage. Go read the transcript. Look at it yourself and recognize that this isn't just one employee. This isn't just one manager even. These are employees across the board who are basically reciting lines about confidentiality and privacy, which really are code words for we're not going to report abuse. We're going to ensure that we're going to work with you or the abuser so that you can get access to programs which will further cover up the abuse, like secret abortions.
Other defenders of Planned Parenthood in the last few days have said, well, obviously this shouldn't happen, but a lot of poor people, this is their only option for health care right now. What do you say to that?
I say, hey, you know what? If the government is really dying to give away money, you know, they're giving over $300 million to Planned Parenthood. If they're really dying to give away money, then they should give away money to another nonprofit that doesn't cover up sex abuse. But right now, giving any single cent to Planned Parenthood is aiding and abetting the sexual abuse of young girls across our country.
Now, your organization has sent a letter today to Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. What are you asking him to do?
We're asking Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli to immediately open up an investigation into Planned Parenthood. Just a couple days ago, the Attorney General of the state of New Jersey did this. Ken Cuccinelli should do the same immediately. We're waiting for his statement. We're also waiting to hear from Congress and from the FBI that they're going to be opening their own investigations because this is a federal problem. This isn't just state by state. This is institutional across the board. So we're going to see what Ken does in the next day or two, and hopefully he'll get right on board and ensure that the girls of Virginia, the young ladies of Virginia, are protected against organizations like this that cover up abuse.
Last question before we let you go, Lila. What would be the impact on Planned Parenthood if they didn't get federal taxpayer money?
Who knows? I mean, at the end of the day, if they're not getting federal tax money, that's one-third of their money that's propping up this organization. So I would imagine that they would no longer be able to profit off of their abortions. They make over $140 million every year in abortion money. So that should be able to tide them over for some time. If they want to do an abortion business, which is what they really run on the side, they can continue to do that. We'll have our issues there. We'll investigate that too. But as far as these programs that they suck money out of the federal government for, pretending to care for young people, that's atrocious. That needs to stop.
Give our listeners your website.
The website where you can learn more and watch the videos yourself is liveaction.org, liveaction.org.
Liveaction.org. Lila, thank you so much for being with us. We'll certainly stay on this and find out what these different states and Congress are going to do about it.
Thank you. Hopefully it's soon, Greg, because there's a lot at stake here.
Lila Rose is president of Live Action. Again, find them at liveaction.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.